Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas and with their headquarters in the Santa Clarita Valley.
You know, a lot of people have questions about open houses, so I'm going to give you five things that most people don't know about open houses. Good day, everybody. Connor MacGyver, as the spokesman said, happy to relay to you the latest real estate information, news, events, exciting stuff, headquartered here in Santa Clarita Valley, serving greater Los Angeles. And, of course, we're online. Paris is for a person, P-A-R-I-S. I was the 911. Bring it all together, Paris911.com. Check it out. Radio show front and center, mid-screen. You can check out all the stuff that we do. Seven-day format for the radio show, so please check that out. All right, so getting into open houses, you know, this is a real touchy subject for some. Agents are completely, vehemently against open houses. You know, don't do them. It's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. And then you find real estate clients, actual sellers, that say, well, you know, funny thing, I bought my house, this house that I'm giving you the listing for. I actually bought it because of an open house. So where does all this stuff fall? Who's right? I actually think both are right. And I'm going to get into a few things here that you might not know. One of those things is about the statistical averages of open houses actually selling them. And we love open houses, even though there are, of course, obstacles that exist with them being hosted as far as what kind of traffic you're going to get, who can get to come into your home. Usually there's more of a pre-approval in place on other people. So we'll talk about that. So here are the five things. The first thing that you might not know about open houses is the fact that more than likely it's not going to be the listing agent that's hosting it open. Well, who's it going to be? Connor, tell me. Well, we don't know. Every day there's a flurry of email activities, at least with our RE/MAX office, asking anybody available to do an open house. The listing agents believe their time could be used better than actually hosting one, so they'll offer a listing that they took to a less fortunate agent or an agent that doesn't have as much business, hoping that they'll procure business. So there's a reason why open houses are held a lot by agents, not so much super interested in selling that one. But of all those people coming through, getting their personal information to be able to set them up and work with them and represent them in whatever it is they want to do with regard to real estate. So that's kind of a bonus with regard to open houses. But yes, not every time you go into an open house, you can actually find that listing agent. A lot of times you'll find other agents with their same brokerage, maybe on their team, and then I'll even stretch it out to other agents that aren't even with their same company, asking permission. Of course, sellers like, for the most part, open houses, not having the full risks explained to them. But it does show that the agent's doing their job. Instead of the agent being net savvy, internet savvy, being able to send them all the links to the new stuff they build on a daily basis, which shows seven times the work of an open house, some agents don't do that. So that's number one. Number two, open houses, the ones being held open, might not necessarily be for sale anymore. That's true. You have escrow. You've heard of escrow. Escrow is a process after offers are written on properties, offers are accepted on that property. Then escrow officially opens. Money gets deposited into escrow for the deposit check, for the deposit on the property, whatever was agreed to, and then escrow starts. Well, escrow is that neutral third party that kind of sits in between the seller and the buyer, done by the seller, typically through the seller's agent. So once escrow starts, that property, if it goes into pending status in escrow, and even in most cases backup, that property's done, finished. But you'll see that some open houses are still conducted at these properties that are not for sale in the way in the traditional method. And then I'll even jump out a little bit further. Sometimes we see open houses being held for sale by owner, those types of properties. They really don't have an idea. They're just trying to feel out the market, so they'll go to Lowe's or Home Depot. They'll get some open house signs, and they'll tack them up in their front yard, and they'll piggyback off of maybe a neighbor's house that's being officially held open the right way by somebody licensed with all their signs out, so maybe they can attract some business. Ran into that a couple weekends ago out here in Creekside. And again, good for the seller, but you have to be careful in those circumstances, and you have to start asking yourself, well, who's doing the paperwork? How are we going to do this thing, purchasing a residence without the licensed people that are insured and all taking care of the heavy lifting? Who knows? But yeah, some might not be for sale. How I would get past that obstacle is just ask. Say, hey, is this house really available? So if I wanted to buy it today, I could actually write an offer today. And if I was giving the seller what they wanted, all around the world here, they could accept my offer. Is that what you're telling me? And, you know, get it out of them now. They'll probably say yes. The other way to do that, if you go to our main site, paris911.com, click on the home search button, that will be a system that you can actually search the open houses. So you can look at all of them that happen to be held on a particular day. You can even go into the future, but I would say don't go too far because agents usually don't update that system until the day of or maybe a few days before the open house. So if you go too far in the future, you're not going to see anything. So that's number two, not for sale. Number three, believe it or not, open houses don't sell homes. The statistical average is 1%. So 1 out of 100 actually works out. And that's a National Association of Realtors statistic. I would even be comfortable giving it maybe 4 to 5% sell homes at open houses. I've heard from far too many real estate sellers that that's how they found their house. That's why they're so adamant to have an open house conducted on that same home that you're going to be selling for them as a real estate agent, or I'm going to be selling for them. Interesting, but that's the statistic. And, you know, people are looking, at least 92%, there's a big number there, looking online first. So if your agent is able to strategically position your home for sale online above and beyond what the other agents in the local markets can do, then you're winning. You're winning all day long because those buyers will have already viewed the virtual tour, viewed all the photographs, viewed all the clever descriptions about your property, and they've done it because it was so easy to find. Punching in something as broad as Valencia, California real estate, or even just searching for the local brokerage, which is where we get a huge amount of our traffic with my Paris 911 team. Try it yourself. You can search for RE/MAX in Valencia and you'll see us page one. You can search for RE/MAX of Santa Clarita, you'll see us page one. Just pay attention to the Paris 911 and the URL. But we get a huge amount of traffic for our sellers listings because we get those phone calls. When you have somebody on the phone, it's great. It's good for business. All right, so number three, don't sell homes, agree or not. That's the national statistic. Number four, probably won't be too surprised about this one, but you might not. First people that are going to come into your open house, number four, nosy neighbors. Bill Gassett, the real estate agent back in Massachusetts, had just a beautiful picture of a lady, face scrunched up, kind of superimposed on the face, so the head was a lot bigger than the body, kind of looking up into a camera, kind of looking over her glasses, nosy neighbors. They're going to come in, they're going to see what you have, and if you hate your neighbors, then it's going to create a little bit of stress on you. I've been to many houses when they start talking about open house, well, I don't want my next door neighbor to come because we haven't talked to them for 15 years. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't stand at the door and say, I'm sorry, you can't come in. There are equal fair housing issues there. So can't really get into that, but it happens. That's the first people. All your neighbors are going to come in to see what you got. Oh, my gosh, you see how they were living? Oh, they don't even have granite. Oh, I'm not even Berber. Oh, my gosh, you see the woods, you know, so on and so forth. So that's number four. And finally, number five, I wrote down criminals. Yeah, believe it or not, people actually case open houses because they can. Usually when you're looking at a property, not usually, all the time, when you're looking for a property, you're a buyer. You call an agent. Agent says, okay, I get it. Yeah, that's good. I think I'll be a good fit for you. When do you have a chance to meet? Hopefully they actually bring them into their office and sit down for 45 minutes or an hour, explain the whole process, including the lending arm of real estate. Not that that agent's going to be a lender, they're just going to be a real estate agent. Double dipping is not really, I'm not a big fan of that. But they bring them in, they talk to them, and they should know those questions to ask the lender so this cat, whomever he is, this real estate buyer, will be protected. Then they get all pre-approved, everything's done. Then they start going out and looking at houses. So there's a relationship there. We know who this cat is on paper, and he actually wants to buy a house. He's not sitting across from us in that Arizona prison outfit that has the black and white stripes on it. But neither are those people that are going to be coming into the open house. They're not going to have that uniform on or blaze orange from Los Angeles County, a guest of the Los Angeles County Jail. They're not going to have that uniform. You're not going to know it. They're going to go in. Sometimes people go into people's drawers, and the agent hosting the open house should be pretty good about keeping track of everyone. But you can't be everywhere at once in the house, and there's really no other option. You just have to be careful with regard to that. I always suggest to our sellers, if they want to go full bore with this thing, to get some cameras and have those cameras put up in the house so they can view the activity, and especially put the cameras on their personables just in case somebody's going to get sticky fingers. And, you know, sometimes it's not by purpose. You know, little kids, they'll walk by and they grab everything, and they're not trying to steal. They haven't comprehended what that even is yet. But, you know, stuff gets dropped and disappeared and dropped into the bed or the dresser or kind of held on to and parents aren't watching. Again, you don't know who's going to come in there, but criminals have been known to case open houses and come back later and really rip them off. Something to know. I'm Connor McIver. Thank you so much for listening to our Sunday's broadcast. This is Open House Sundays. You know, your online resource for this is going to be SantaClaritaOpenHouses.com. SantaClaritaOpenHouses.com. You'll be able to search there. You'll be able to see all of the open houses. It's an exciting website. I put it together myself. Who would have thought? And enjoy it. Enjoy the systems we have in place. When you're ready, reach out to me, and I will take very good care of you. I'm Connor McIver, Remax. Everybody have a wonderful Sunday. We will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.